The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a family getting ready to leave the house.
Where's my backpack?
Mom, I need my cleats.
My wallet was right here.
If I trip over these shoes one more time.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Entryway and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I know it's snowing. You want to just, you need that motivation, that midweek motivation. A lot of people say this is the year they're going to get into shape, lose weight, and maybe Monday was their day to start. Well, Troy Eichers from Lifetime, a personal trainer, motivational speaker, joins us now, and you are going to motivate us, right, Coach T?
Good morning, Vanita. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. You've got three things that are important in your life lessons, and I want to hear what those three things are and how we can motivate all of us, especially on a blustery day like this.
I know. So we're at the beginning of the new year, and a lot of people are kicking off their wellness program, their fitness program, their Be Better program. And I think there's three things that are important. First and foremost, we have to look at ourselves and we have to figure out how can we be a better person. And we really have to analyze that. Second of all, we need to come up with a plan. And we can't use the plan that we used in past years that didn't work. And then when we look at that plan, we have to make sure that we put together a plan that has support within it. And usually that's a support system. So we have to analyze ourselves, motivate ourselves, and make sure that we're putting together a plan that isn't anything like in the past. And we need to put together a support system so that we know it's going to become a lifestyle, and ideally a lifestyle of us becoming better. It's so overwhelming, and we're in the fitness kickoff of the year right now. And those are three things that we need to look at.
Okay, so walk us through, let's say someone wants to get into shape, lose weight, live a healthier lifestyle. Walk us through your three steps. What exactly should they be doing when you talk about these three things?
Well, the first thing is let's analyze what we're doing that we don't like to do anymore. What got us to the point where we feel like there's self-betterment that we have to change? So we need to sit down and analyze where can we make our biggest changes. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. So if I've been putting my attention into the wrong things, how can I begin to put my energy into the right things or the things that are attached to better change? So I need to write those things down. Then, two, I need to put together a program, be it nutrition, be it exercise, be it stress management, be it social circles of friends. I need to put together a plan that focuses on those aspects. And then three, I need to get the ball moving. And I need to do that with an accountability system. And with what I do, I usually do that with other people. I try to get people together so they can support each other and make things fun, so that they have a support system where they're working with other people who are motivated in their own individual ways. So when we analyze, when we put together a plan and we get that plan rolling, then we can start to make progress. And I know that doesn't sound specific, but the program has to be very individualized. We need to look at ourselves and where we have to feel and recognize where our attention needs to go most. When we do that, we start to build change. When we build change, we start to build confidence. When we build confidence, we want to continue to make change in a positive way.
That's some great advice. You know, so many people are so tied to that number on the scale. And for some people, they say, oh, it's not moving. I'm not. It's 1 pound, 2 pound. Is that something people should be focused on, or are there other things we need to kind of really set our minds to?
You know, I think we need to see the big picture. I tell the people that I work with that gravitational pull is just a number. And unfortunately, the gravitational pull is what's used in our culture all too much. We step on a scale and we feel like we've either succeeded or failed based upon gravitational pull. And that's not what we should be looking at. What are our moods in the middle of the day? Are we smiling more than frowning? What's our energy like in the middle of the day? Are we feeling like we need to take a nap, or do we feel energized to continue to get to our next to-do? Those are things that we need to look at more. What's our resting heart rate? When we look at our heart rate throughout the day, is it something that we can control? How do we breathe during the day? What are our sleeping patterns? There's so many other critical, more important indicators of our wellness other than standing on a scale. And that needs to change. Our shift of focus has to be more inward and less outward.
How important is strength training? As a trainer yourself, what do you advise the people you work with?
I advise strength training to be, and it doesn't have to be in the gym. It does. First and foremost, it's not about loading up barbells and getting heavy dumbbells and throwing medicine balls around. Those things are important. A lot of the body weight training and the strength training that we can do today, it can be simply done with our body, our own body weight. It is critically important because, as you know, Vanita, that as we age, our muscles atrophy. As we age, our bone density lessens. Our ability to have balance and control of our bodies goes away at a quick pace, especially after we cross that 40 and 50 years of age point. So it is critically important that we are using our bodies. Movement is the medicine of life. And it's as simple as doing squats, planks, lunges, push-ups, and it doesn't have to be a full push-up. It can be a push-up against a wall. And again, as complex as that sounds, it's about moving our bodies. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are going to be out using their bodies today as they get their exercise snacks in as we're moving snow.
I like that. Yes.
Yeah, so the reality is we have to realize it's not about going to a specific place and doing a specific routine that you've read online or somebody else suggested to you. It's about doing the things that you can do in your own home. Yes, you have to move. Cardio is important. Stretching is important. But strength training is critically important.
Because when we
lose that muscle mass, we're really in a downward spiral.
Well, thank you so much for the midweek motivation. We appreciate it, Coach T. Hope to have you back again soon. Thank you.
Vanita, thank you. I look forward to it.
We'll be back with weather and traffic.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.